Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you for joining me in the Art of Tuning In podcast. It's great to have you here. I hope you're having a great week. I know that there's a lot of smoke in California, and I'm wishing everyone lots of safety and love and help with everything that they need. And of course, all around the world, because there's always something happening, isn't there? And we need to support each other. Today, I want to talk about intuition. This is something that a lot of people, I think, make a lot harder than it really is. But I understand why we do it, and I just want to talk a little bit about how to make it easier, what to look for if you are struggling with it, and how to think about intuition a little bit differently and using it in your life. And first, before we begin, as usual, let's tune in and take a nice deep breath. Let's just get in touch with our own body, our own breath, our own life, our own chi, which is energy. And take a nice long inhale and an even longer exhale. And this will help us just to calm our nervous system, our fight and flight system, and just start to ease into more flow. And another breath, inhaling and making the exhale even longer. And the most important thing about this is that it brings us fully present into the moment. And I always like to remind us that our breath is a tool that we have within us no matter where we are, and we can access it immediately. We don't need anything to do it. We just need ourselves, and it just brings us into the moment. Intuition comes forth for many people in different ways. I just finished recording a series on the clairs, and clair is a French word that means clear. And when it's used with like clairaudience, which means clear hearing, there's several intuitive abilities that use the word clair to help describe the clearness of the intuitive hearing. And I just finished recording for my online membership, the Art of Tuning In online studio. And I know that this is such a popular subject with people. And I know that people think it's very mysterious sometimes how some people intuitively know things. And I do feel intuition is something that you need to, I don't want to say work on, because I don't think that that's necessarily the right words, but it is something that you need to focus your energy and understanding towards, meaning that you need to know that intuitive information is constantly coming at you, and it's only about how we interpret it. It's about what we're open to receive, what we're ready to allow in. And the biggest problem is that we get in our own way with intuition. So one of the things I just want to say today is you are constantly feeling and reading and hearing and sensing and knowing energy, tasting, smelling all the time, all the time. In fact, when you meet someone, you actually do sense their energy. Whether you realize it or not, whether you think you have that ability or not, you sense their energy fields. Somebody's energy field comes at you before they get to you. If someone is near you, you sense their energy field. If you're really into your intuitive skill sets, you can sense people far away. But our energy is constantly going before us and around us and behind us. So we're always connected in an intuitive, energetic stream. And if we could just have more of an understanding of that, I think intuition would not be so mystical or mysterious. It's really about being in tune with yourself. It's about healing blockages that you may be holding on to that may be blocking you from receiving information, and it's allowing yourself to receive. I wanted to share with you too, I had this meeting with a wonderful man. He's a CEO. He's in the business world. He's very spiritual. He's very focused. He's very grounded, down to earth. No airy-fairy about him at all. And he just wanted to know, he wanted to have a conversation with me about intuition. And without using the word psychic, he wanted to know, how does intuition translate into everyday life and business? What I said to him was, to me, intuition is a skill of moving in to an expanded state of consciousness at will. And then from this expanded state of consciousness, you can explore and receive information from what I've talked about before, a broader 360-degree advantage point. And you gain the ability to access information when you do this that you otherwise might not see. When you're in this state, there is just a clarity of knowing when you're in this state. He agreed he could see that. And would I say that when people have that feeling in their gut, you know, is that intuition? And I said, I agree. Yes, absolutely. Because everybody feels differently. But what it really comes down to is being aligned with your own intuitive clarity so that you can interpret the messages that are coming to you, like, for example, in your gut, like he was talking about. And that's where it goes back to that different people have different ways of interpreting or sensing or receiving information. On an intuitive level, when you know how to interpret it, when you practice it, when you practice moving into that expanded state, then it's really fun, first of all, because you have a conversation with your wisdom self. And he was asking me, do I think everybody's intuitive? And I said to him, I do believe that everyone is born absolutely intuitive. But what happens is that if we go through life, I'd say we close off our willingness to be open to receive because just of our conditioning of growing up. If you grow up in a family that's highly intuitive, being intuitive is just normal. It's a way of life. You speak that way. It's normal to go with how you feel. It's more normal to go with how you're intuitively feeling than to be completely logical all the time. Then intuition and moving through life that way is going to be really simple for you. But if you grew up and you don't have that kind of information coming, then you may have trained your system to not listen to yourself, but to always look for the logical path, the logical information. And it can be a little bit of a journey getting back to yourself because we tend to always be thinking outside of ourselves, especially now in the world. We are constantly inputting information that we're receiving. Social media, news, world events, we have access to it immediately. So there's no time anymore. It's instantaneous. And so you're bombarded with images and feelings from other things that are happening in the world. And you have to learn how to separate yourself, your own feeling, your own knowing, your own hearing, your own wisdom from what you're actually seeing or what's coming at you, what you're receiving. You have to learn how to separate those pieces of information if you want to be able to really listen more and more to your intuitive nature. Because it is true that the more you open intuitively, the more sensitive you become. And the more sensitive you become means that you pick up more and more information. However, it does not mean that you have to be bombarded and feel bad all the time and take on everybody else's energy or the world's energy. Or, you know, those are really great excuses. And I don't mean to sound uncaring here, but those are great excuses from people who are just not caring for their own energy. They're taking on everybody else's energy and they're not being responsible for clearing, for aligning, and for cultivating their own energy their physical body and their energetic fields. And so they're being covered with everybody else's energy, but you don't need to live that way. If you take care of your own energy, not only do you strengthen your energy and open your intuitive gifts even better, but you're able to not take on others' energy in the same way. So you can still receive intuitive information, but you're not feeling like a blanket of being completely absorbing everybody else's stuff. That can be hard if you're in a place right now where you're very sensitive intuitively and you do feel like you are taking on other people's stuff. And I don't want to say you feel like, because you are taking on other people's stuff. It's a real thing. Energy is real. It's not some imaginary thing. And if more people understood that, they might actually take care of their energy and their energy fields better. But it is a real thing. So whatever you're feeling is real. And if you are taking on energy from people in your life, from your work environment, from the world news, from your own chronic thoughts. Chronic thoughts are huge in imbalancing, contributing to our energy in good or negative ways. We talk about that a lot in the Art of Tuning In online studio, because if you cannot change your chronic thoughts, it's very difficult to shift, align, and change your energy. So understand that your chronic thoughts are the same as you picking up energy from other people. They affect the energy flow in your body immediately. So those are all things to just think about as you're tuning into your intuitive wisdom. First of all, know that it's totally normal to be intuitive and that it's absolutely helpful in life and it's there to support you. Secondly, know that if you are taking on energy, that that's okay too. If you are sensitive, if you are feeling overwhelmed, understand that. Be good to yourself. Do what you can right now with the tools that you have. Get out in nature, ground your energy, take a shower and picture your energy fields that surround your body. Picture all the way out to about 5 feet from your body clearing and see it washing down the drain. Do things that help support you and understand that it's okay to be sensitive. It's okay to be picking up energy. In fact, if we were all more in tune with picking up energy, we would all be communicating on a much more compassionate level, a more emotionally intelligent level, I believe anyway. So intuition is a really, really good thing. And the biggest key that I'd like you to take away from today is that it's all about receiving. If you open yourself to be able to receive and not second guess or push away what you're actually feeling or hearing or seeing or knowing or smelling or tasting, if you give yourself a moment, you know, tune into that breath like we do at the beginning of every podcast. If you give yourself a moment to actually become present and listen, feel, sense, see what comes up for you and don't push it away, even if you don't understand it in the moment. Do it little by little all throughout your day, your night, your week, your month, your year. You will all of a sudden begin to be receiving all kinds of information and knowing that you were possibly pushing away before. And this intuitive wisdom will lead you in your life with such greater flow and ease, you'll find your entire life changes. So I wish you a beautiful week. Stay safe, stay well. Let's keep listening to ourselves. And I thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.